man named Jim, who walked everywhere he went, 'cause he could never quite seem to keep his mind on the road. One day it occurred to Jim that he'd taken a wrong turn, 'cause he was standing in a place he didn't know. Jim spun on his heels, thinking he'd backtrack for a while, but before he knew it, the sun was sinking, and the landscape in the dark, well, it could have been New Zealand, or New York, or New Mexico. So what else is new, Jim was thinking. See, for a while now, Jim felt like things were changing for him, like the skin of the earth was stretching, or the continents were adrift. Jim didn't know if it was so, or it was just him, although he suspected it was a bit of both he was dealing with. And I feel like I'm tripping, and I feel my steps slipping today. Feel the winds of time whipping my coat around my legs. Jim awoke, he'd been sleeping on his feet. It was morning now, but a densely foggy day. Jim decided he'd just sit and wait for this fog to lift. But when it didn't, he started up again anyway. Man, this is like a blind leading the blind, Jim thought. Then right about that time down the road, there came this seeing-eyed dog. It was well-fed, had a collar, but no matter how loud Jim hollered, there wasn't any answer. So he walked on through the fog. All right, I'm lost, Jim said aloud, although a bit begrudgingly, like things might just change in light of this confession. He was both amazed and sour that at this late date and hour he might find himself in this situation. Jim seemed to simply cease to exist. All his panic, hope, and thoughts broke up into small dots as he gave himself away into the mist. Back in the town where Jim lived, sad to say he was never missed, and his name was never spoken again. It's awful but true. My window at night, I think I see Jim standing in the half light, saying, hurry up, friend, suffering's got a job to do.